You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The recent tariffs and protectionist policies brought by US President Donald Trump under his new administration have shaken up multilateral agreements and America's relationship with their traditional allies. Trump's recent policy decisions are part of a growing movement of countries adopting protectionist domestic policies in opposition to international tax agreements. Craig Alief, a professor of law at the University of Auckland, has referred to Trump's new policies as being part of a quiet revolution reshaping international tax law. I talked to Craig about his new research paper detailing international tax laws and how Trump's policies are shaping them exactly. Okay, so to begin, can you tell us about how Donald Trump's domestic policies and tariffs may have impacted international tax laws and multilateral agreements?
Yeah, well, there's two aspects to this. The first is he's made it clear that the OECD multilateral developments in international tax, which are things that the international community have been working towards for the last decade or so, that effectively America will resile from the agreements that have been previously sort of reached. And so he's really put a spanner in the works for how the multilateral arrangements will proceed. So part of that is to do with the taxation of the digital economy, which is so-called Pillar One. And part of that is to do with the minimum tax of 15%. And he's made it clear that the US aren't particularly interested in proceeding along on the Pillar 2 side of this minimum tax.
So why do you think that Donald Trump has decided to fall back on those agreements? And what does he have to get? What does he and the US have to gain from doing that?
Well, the majority of significant global giants involved in digital businesses, you know, the likes of Google and Facebook and Amazon, are US-based. And so the idea of a sort of fairer tax system for the taxation of those multinationals in source countries, the countries in which they do business but which aren't, they're not currently taxed, that's not in America's interest. And secondly, the Americans have a view on the minimum tax, which is that their own domestic rules deal with issues to prevent the avoidance of U.S. tax, and they don't like some aspects of the multilateral agreements to do with the minimum tax. So they certainly don't like the idea that U.S. companies would be taxed in other jurisdictions, so they're very much against that.
So can you tell us about how international tax agreements work and why they're important for maintaining multilateral relations?
Yes, well, I mean, this is for more than 100 years, multilateral and bilateral treaties, tax treaties, have done something. And the thing that they have done is they've tried to reduce or prevent double taxation. And when you have two lots of taxation in both the residence country and in the source country, the country where the profits are made, if you're doing business globally, cross border, then it's viewed as a very negative and a very bad thing to have two lots of taxation, and that it would stifle and prevent global trade. So if the last 100 years have been a system designed to prevent that double taxation, or to reduce it anyway, and so that's what tax treaties do. They basically have that as their major rationale to try and stop and encourage stop double taxation and encourage global trade.
So has this trend of countries intentionally adopting domestic policies that clash with international tax agreements, has this been on the increase in recent years?
Yes. So there are two, the thing that is critical in that I found in my research is the the fact that there are two purposes behind double tax treaties. The first one I just spoke about was the prevention of double taxation, but there is also the prevention of tax avoidance and evasion. That's the purpose of double tax treaties. And so that whilst there's an overall very positive trade promoting aspect of the tax treaties, it's quite clear that double tax treaties ought not to be used to facilitate tax avoidance. And so I was looking at a whole series of sort of reforms in situations where those tax treaties being used to not just avoid double taxation, they've actually been used to avoid taxation. And so my research focuses on how domestic laws have actually overridden the effects of double tax treaties.
Do you think that if this trend continues to grow, do you think that domestic policies could overturn the need for international tax agreements?
I think it's a balance. So I think treaties ought not to be used to facilitate avoidance. But there is a real point to having a tax treaty whereby countries agree to allocate taxing rights to one of the two countries on certain categories of income. So there's a real value in that, because what it does is it basically operates on a reciprocal basis, and it says the two countries are dividing up the taxing rights, but that the taxpayer has to pay tax, but they just pay it in one jurisdiction and not both of them. So what I would like to see in a sort of perfect international tax world is a regime where the allocation of taxing rights is respected in terms of the double tax treaty, but that there are circumstances where there is where that avoidance is taking place that the treaty can't be used to facilitate that avoidance. So it's kind of, that's not a straightforward answer to your question, but it's a combination of respecting the treaty and sometimes respecting the domestic law when there's avoidance involved.
Another thing I wanted to ask is, do you think that this trend of tax agreement avoidance and the adoption of conflicting domestic policies, do you think it's partially related to political isolationism, perhaps?
I think it's the assertion of a country's sovereignty rights. If you think about what, you know, like the larger picture behind double tax treaties, a country really wants to ensure it has the rights to protect its tax base, but it also wants in certain circumstances to make sure that it can encourage its own multinationals to do business in other jurisdictions and to do so only paying one lot of tax. I think what we're trying to get to is a position where you are encouraging genuine productive business, but you're discouraging bad behaviour.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.